of our churches in Florida.
所以我们今天对我们教会来说是一年当中一个非常特殊的一天。
So it is a special day for our church.
但我们相信主在退休会当中与我们的弟兄姐妹同在。So
we sure that Lord is with our brothers and sisters at a retreat.
我们也相信主与我们同在。We
also believe that God is with us.
我们今天是使徒行传的九章十九到三十一节。
So today we will look at the Acts chapter 9 from verse 19 to verse 31.
所以我们在退休会当中的弟兄姐妹，他们是有福的。So
blessed are those brothers and sisters at the retreat.
他们可以听到张开利牧师的正道。So
they can hear the sermon of from Caleb John.
但我们今天来到我们教会的弟兄姐妹也是有福的。But
we are also blessed here.
因为今天我们在这里要传讲神的话语。Because
we also proclaim our God's word today.
我们在今天要传讲一个重要的一个信息。We're
going to study a very important message today.
也是在这个现在在我们的神学界最比较前沿的一个东西。Actually,
it's a frontier of our theology.
可以说，你如果把今天的东西能够领受、能够明白的话，对你的人生是个很大的祝福。
So it would be of a great blessing if you understand what we talk about today.
好，我们先看这段经文。我们的题目是为是受教做门徒。So
let's take a look at the verses first. The title is the scribes. They were taught to be a disciples.
这经文是《使徒行传》的九章十九到三十一节。
So the verses is at Acts chapter 9, verse 19 to verse 31.
好，我们一起来看一下这段经文。So
let's take a look at this message.
所以这是神的话语，我邀请大家一起来站起来，我们一起来。So
this is God's word, so let's stand and read God's word.
我们还是用起音的方式一起来读，我来读单数节，请大家读双数节。So
we will read the word God's word in a responsive way. The pastor will read all verses. We'll read even verses.
使徒行传的第九章十九节，吃过饭就见状了，扫罗和大马士革的门徒同住了些日子。At
once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
凡听见的人都惊奇说，在耶路撒冷残害求告这名的不是这人吗？并且他到这里来，特要捆绑他们，带到祭司长那里。Yet
Saul grew more and more powerful and battled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ.
但扫罗越发有能力拨倒住大马士革的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。But
Saul learned to 二十三节。但他们的计谋过了一些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗。但他们的计谋被扫罗知道了，他们又昼夜在城门守候要杀他。
用筐子把他从城墙上垂下去。扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒。But
Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how the Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus.
于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往。
Talked and debated with Christian Jews, but they tried to kill him.
弟兄们知道了，就送他下凯撒利亚，打发他往大树去。Then
the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord.
那是犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立。 凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。好，我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段你的话语仰望，交托在你的手中。Dear
Lord, Heavenly Father, we lift up your word to your hands.
主啊，愿你的圣灵来帮助我们。May
your Spirit help us.
主啊，帮助我们来明白你的话语。So
that we can understand your word.
愿你的圣灵在我们的当中运行。
May your spirit run among us.
愿你的圣灵也膏抹孩子，使用孩子来传讲你的话语。
Your Holy Spirit will anoint the pastor.
要帮助孩子来忠心于你，帮助孩子来紧紧地跟随你的圣灵的带领。
So pastor can follow the leading of your Holy Spirit, follow you, be faithfully proclaim your word.
主要听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Please be seated.
好，我们今天的题目是为师受教做门徒，这是我们今天的大纲。
So this is the outline of today's sermon.
首先我们会讲扫罗在初期他的侍奉，扫罗的转变。
So we'll talk about the conversion of Saul in the beginning of his life.
然后我们会讲，就是说会讲我们今天的主题，为师受教做门徒。我们知道扫罗是一个文士，他是法利赛人中中的法利赛人。
So later we'll talk about how the scribes were taught and converted to be disciples, because we know that Saul is a scribe, he is a Pharisee among Pharisees.
So 我们一起来思考，当这样一个法利赛人，这一个信奉犹太教的人，又受希腊哲学影响的人，当他转变成为门徒的时候，那么他以前所学的东西对他是有用还是没有用？
So when we reflect upon Saul's conversion, he was taught in about the older Judea, Judah's knowledge, and also the affected by Greek's philosophy. We'll see when he was converted, how would his education and background affect.
然后最后我们会最后是我们的应用，我们会思考我们如何来面对我们今天的世界，
so、
面对在世界当中我们那些不信的人他们所做出来的知识和成就。
So at last we'll learn how to practice our faith as we look at the people in the world when they have their knowledge and their achievements.
好，我们先来看一下扫罗初期的侍奉。
So let's take a look at the source service or missionary trip in the early career or life.
在使徒行传的九章十九到三十一节，主要讲了扫罗在大马士革和耶路撒冷的侍奉。
So in this passage, they talk about Saul's service in Damascus and Jerusalem.
我们在九章的一到十九节，我们看到的扫罗的信主，他的转变。
From verse 1 to verse 19, we know Saul's conversion on his way to Damascus.
那其实上在这个九章的十九节到这个下面的十九到三十一节之间，还有一段是他这里面没有记载的。
There's a certain time between verse 19 and verse 31. There's something is not recorded in this passage.
但是这一段是在加拉太书的一章里面有记载。
But it is recorded in the Colossians chapter 1.
就是扫罗在大马士革他信主了之后。他信主了之后，他就离开大马士革，到亚拉伯的旷野。
So after Saul was converted in Damascus, he left Damascus and get into the desert.
然后他在亚拉伯的旷野待了一段时间之后，再回到大马士革。
After a certain time, he stayed in the Arabic desert and he returned to Damascus.
所以当他回到大马士革的时候，他就在大马士革各个犹太的会堂里面来宣讲耶稣基督，宣讲。
After he came back to Damascus, he proclaimed Lord Jesus among the synagogues.
那么当时就是说，听到他这宣讲信息的这些人，就是有一些就很吃惊。
Those Jews who listened to the who heard this message, they were surprised.
因为当时很多人说，这个扫罗他不是逼迫我们的吗？他不是领了大祭司的文书，要来这里抓基督徒，要来逼迫基督徒吗？
This Saul is a persecutor. He received the document from the high priest to put us into jail.
他为什么今天反而在这里宣讲耶稣基督是弥赛亚？
How come he proclaimed Jesus Christ is Messiah nowadays?
所以当时的很多大马士革的犹太人，会堂里面的犹太人，他们听了扫罗的讲道，他们觉得很难接受，他们就起来和扫罗辩论。
So when those Jews in the synagogues, they heard Saul's message, they cannot accept it, so they stood up and debate with him.
但是没有一个人能够辩过扫罗。
But no one can win the battle.
我们知道扫罗是文士当中的文士，是法利赛人当中的法利。
We all know that Saul is a scribe from in the scribes and a Pharisee among Pharisees.
他是在加玛列的门下受训的。
He was taught on the Gamaliel.
我们知道他对旧约圣经是非常熟悉非常了解。
He's an expert in Old Testament.
所以当扫罗在这个大马色路 大马士革的路上被圣灵光照，光照的时候，他认识到耶稣基督是弥赛亚的时候。
So when Saul was shone upon by the great light, when he realized Jesus was the Messiah.
所以他就明白旧约里面所有的事情，所有的事情都是指着耶稣基督讲的。
He finally realized that all the things in the Old Testament point to Jesus Christ.
所以当他在犹太人的会堂宣扬耶稣基督是弥赛亚的时候，没有一个人能够驳倒他。
So nobody can defeat him when he proclaimed that Jesus was Jesus is the Christ, and when he preached this message in the synagogues.
所以当这些犹太人他们辩不过扫罗的时候，他们怎么办呢？
When he couldn't defeat defeat Saul in all the debates.
所以我们就在这里看到，就是说他们辩不过扫罗，他们就想杀死扫罗。
So they want to kill him.
所以他们那不仅仅是想把扫罗赶出去，而且他们只是想把他杀死。
They not only want to drive him away, or they even wanted to kill him.
所以他们就派人在那个大马士革的城门口，然后在那里驻守，然后不要让扫罗跑出去。
So they have someone to kind of wait at the gate of Damascus in case Saul escape.
所以弟兄姐妹就在趁一个晚上，然后把扫罗装着让扫罗坐在那个筐子里面，然后把他从城墙里面坠下去。
So at night, brothers, sisters put Saul in a big bucket and lower him through the city wall.
所以扫罗就从大马士革逃出来，然后逃到耶路撒冷。
So Saul escaped from Damascus and went to Jerusalem.
当他到耶路撒冷之后，然后这些耶路撒冷的基督徒弟兄姐妹，他们都害怕，他们不敢去见扫罗。
When Saul arrived at Jerusalem, the brothers, sisters at Jerusalem, they are scared of him and couldn't receive him.
他不敢接纳扫罗。
They dare not receive him.
因为他们知道这扫罗向来是来逼迫他们的。
Because Saul was used to persecute them.
但是这当中有一个人叫巴拿巴。
But among them there's a man called Barnabas.
巴拿巴就接纳扫罗，而且把他带到使徒的面前。
He received Saul and led him to the apostle.
我们在后来在加拉太书里面，当扫罗回忆这段经历的时候，我们就知道扫罗在耶路撒冷他建了两个使徒。
So when we read the book of Galatians, when Saul reflect his experience in Jerusalem, he met two apostles.
第一个是使徒的彼得，他与他同住了十几天。
So the first one was Apostle Peter. Saul lived with Peter for 10 days.
那么第二个是使徒雅各，就是主的弟兄雅各。
The second one was Lord's brother James.
然后扫罗在耶路撒冷，他也在耶路撒冷宣讲耶稣基督。
Saul proclaimed Jesus Christ in Jerusalem too.
当时在耶路撒冷那些希腊化的犹太人，说希腊化的犹太人，他们就起来和扫罗辩论。
So those are Jews who speak Greek, they stood up and debate with Saul.
但是他们也辩不过扫罗。
Of course, they couldn't win.
因为扫罗是文士当中的文士。
Because Saul is scribe among scribes.
他对旧约的知识是非常熟悉的。
He's an expert in the Old Testament.
所以当圣灵光照他的时候，所有的一切都成为一个整体，在他的脑子里面都成为一个整体。
So when Holy Spirit shines upon him, everything becomes together in one piece in his mind.
所以他对旧约的所有的知识都融会贯通。
So all the knowledge of the Old Testament fused together.
所以当时的在耶路撒冷的犹太人没有一个能够辩过他。
So nobody in the Jerusalem can win the debate.
所以他们就起来想杀害他。
Again, they want to kill him.
那扫罗就从耶路撒冷逃出去，然后先逃到凯撒利亚。他们送他去凯撒利亚。
So Saul flee from Jerusalem and went to Caesarea.
凯撒利亚是在。是在那个撒玛利亚和加利利的这个中间。
Caesarea is between the Samaria and Galilee.
然后他从凯撒利亚又逃到大树去，可能是坐船过去，就是那个基利家的大树。
Then by the boat he flee to Tarsus.
那大树是在小亚细亚这个地方。
So Tarsus is in Minor Asia.
我们也知道扫罗是出生在大树。
That's where Saul was born.
所以他就逃到大树去，然后后来那个在安提阿的教会，安提阿是在大马士革的北边。
So later he went to Antioch and he joined the church at Antioch. Antioch is north of Damascus.
后来安提阿的教会建立之后，然后巴拿巴到安提阿去，然后巴拿巴又到大马士到那个大树把扫罗请过来。
So Barabbas went to Antioch, and then he went to Tarsus to invite Paul or Saul to join him to the church of Antioch.
So this is Saul's 初期, 他的经历, 他的侍奉.
So it is Saul's service in the early stage of his life.
我们也知道这个使徒行传的八章到十二章是讲这个是一个 也福音在犹太全地，然后在这个撒玛利亚传播的一个过程。
So from Acts chapter 8 to chapter 12, we know that's the spread of gospel from Judea to Samaria to the whole land of Judea.
所以它是这福音传播的第二个阶段，也是一个过渡的阶段。
So this is the second phase of spread of gospel. That's a transition phase.
我们在上次讲到，在这个阶段当中有两个主要的角色，一个是彼得，一个是扫罗。
We know that there are two major characters in this phase. One is Peter, the other is Saul.
所以我们在这里也看到，在这个过程当中，这个角色慢慢就从彼得转向扫罗。
So we find out that the focus shift from Peter to Saul.
那我们在这里就是要思考一个问题，就是扫罗在大马士革。 他在耶路撒冷，他宣讲耶稣基督，他在宣讲福音，他宣讲的内容是什么？
So we need to think about, you know, when Saul proclaimed Jesus Christ in Damascus and Jerusalem, what did he say?
那么在这里的话，在大马士革这一段的记载的话，我们就有些线索，就知道他宣讲的内容是什么。
In this passage, we have some clue about what he talked about.
那么在这个二十节，他就说。 扫罗在这个会堂里面宣传耶稣，然后说他是谁。
In verse 20, at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
对，说他是神的儿子，说耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
然后又是证明耶稣是基督。
And prove that Jesus is Christ.
基督就是弥赛亚，证明耶稣就是旧约里面所说的弥赛亚。
He was the Messiah who mentioned the Old Testament.
所以我们在这里看到保罗宣讲的重点，他的聚焦点是耶稣基督是弥赛亚。So
the focus of Paul's preach is Jesus the Christ.
所以我们也在后面的保罗的书信里面也可以看到，保罗的福音的中心是耶稣基督。Later
on, we find out that the focus of Paul's gospel is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是神所预在旧约里面所应许的弥赛亚。So
Jesus Christ is the Messiah promised in the Old Testament.
那在保罗的书信里面有两段经文是关于福音的，是关于福音的内容，是非常有名的两段经文。So
there are two messages in the Paul's letters talking about the gospel.
那么第一段经文是在罗马书的一章二到三四节。
So first is that Romans from chapter 1, from 3 to 4.
在这里保罗在讲到耶稣基督是谁。
Here Paul talk about who Jesus Christ is.
耶稣基督他的 person, 他是一个什么样的人。
What kind of person he is.
那么在这里我们知道，所以在保罗在罗马书的一章二节说，这福音。 这福音就是保罗所宣讲的福音，是从前神借着众先知在旧约圣经里面所应许的。So
here in Romans chapter 1 verse 2, Paul said the gospel, the promised forehand through his prophets in the Holy Scripts regarding his son.
我知道在保罗写罗马书的时候，新约圣经还没有成为正典。So
Paul, when Paul wrote the book of Romans, the canon was not formed completely yet.
所以这里的圣经就指的是旧约圣经。So
here the script, Holy Spirit points to the Old Testament.
所以保罗在说，这个福音是在旧约圣经里面众先知所预言的，也是所应许的。So
Paul point out that Jesus Christ was pointed out by the prophets in the Old Testament.
那么这福音的内容是什么呢？So
what's inside the gospel?
这福音的内容很简单来说，就是耶稣基督。
It is very simple, the Jesus Christ.
说耶稣基督是谁？
Who Jesus Christ is.
所以我们在这里第三节、第四节就进一步讲，我们这福音的内容就是我们的主耶稣基督，就是神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。So
verse four talk about who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God.
耶稣基督是谁呢？ 按肉体来说，他是从大卫的后裔生的。
He was, he's a human, to his human nature, he was a descendant of David.
所以耶稣基督是大卫的后裔，所以他是人，他是完完全全的人。
Jesus Christ was a descendant of David, so he is a complete human.
耶稣基督他必须是人，所以他才能够代表人完成神和亚当所立的神人之间的那个约。
So Jesus Christ has to be a complete human being so that he can establish the covenant with God.
我们知道神和亚当在伊甸园当中立了一个约。
We know that God established a make a covenant with Adam at the Eden.
我们知道那是神和整个人类所立的约。
There's a covenant between the God and a human being.
那个约中说，如果我们顺服上帝，我们就会得到永生；如果我们不顺服他，那个结局就是死亡。
So in that covenant, if we obey God, we'll have eternal life; otherwise, we'll die.
所以主耶稣基督他要完成亚当之约，所以他必须是人。
So Jesus,
他要代表人，他必须是人。
So Jesus, if he Christ, if he has to fulfill the Adam's covenant, he has to be a human being.
所以说，按肉体说，他是大卫的后裔，他是从大卫的而生的。
So to his human nature, he was a descendant of David.
但是在另一个方面，主耶稣基督他又必须是神，他是完完全全的神。
But on the other hand, Jesus Christ has to be a God, a complete God.
所以在第四节里面，他就说，按照圣灵。圣善的灵来说，按照圣灵来说，他从死里复活，因此就显明是神的儿子。
So in verse 4, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power of the Son of God, of the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
为什么这个中保，为什么这个人类的代表，他必须是神呢？
Why such a mediator has to be a God?
我知道亚当犯罪了之后，所有的人都被玷污，所有的人都是罪人。
So we know that after Adam committed sin, we are all sinners.
所以没有一个人可以代表其他的人来赎罪。
So nobody can be the atonement for others.
所以你必须要找一个无罪的人，他才能够代表其他人来赎罪。
So you have to find a person who is sin who doesn't have anything to replace the human being.
所以这是第一点。
So this is first point.
第二点就是说，这个人他必须有这个权柄，能够从死里复活。
So on the second point, this man has to have the authority to be resurrected from the dead.
所以死亡不能够胜过他。
So the dead cannot conquer him.
所以阴间的权柄也不能够胜过他。
The power in the darkness cannot overcome him.
所以他必须是生命之主。
So he has to be the Lord of the life.
所以说耶稣基督必须是完全的神。
So Jesus Christ has to be a complete God.
所以在罗马书的一章二到四节就给我们讲到耶稣基督他是完全的人又是完全的神。
So in Romans verse one, chapter 1 verse 2 to 4 tells the Jesus Christ is a complete man and a complete God.
那么在另一段经文是在哥林多前书的十五章三到八节，在这里又讲到福音的内容。
Another message is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3.
那么罗马书的一章二到四节是讲到耶稣基督其人。
So in the Romans talk about the Jesus as a human being.
那哥林多前书的十五章三到八节讲到耶稣基督所做的事情，他的工作是什么。
Then First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3 to 8 talk about Jesus' work.
所以保罗扫罗在这里说，我当日所领受又传给你们的。
So Paul said, "For what I have received, I passed on to you."
我当日所领受的，当我在去大马士革的路上，那个大光光照我的时候，我所领受的。
This is what I received. That when the bright light shining us on the way to Damascus.
所以当有那个声音对我说的时候，我是你所逼迫的耶稣基督的时候，那保罗所领受的。
So that's when I received when the voice told me, "I'm the Jesus you persecuted."
当他的眼睛看不见，在那里三天三日不吃饭，在那里祷告当中的时候，他所领受的。
It was he received when he was blind and fast for 3 days.
因为他所领受的，他所领受的就是耶稣基督是主，耶稣基督就是那个弥赛亚。
What he received was Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Messiah.
因为这个他在大马士革的经历对他是一个很大的震撼。
So the his experience on the way to the Damascus was a great shock to him.
所以当那个大光照他的时候，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
When the great light shined upon him, he asked, "Lord, who are you?"
然后声音对他说：“我是你所逼迫的耶稣基督。”
The voice told him, "I'm Jesus, you persecuted."
所以对保罗来说是个很大的震撼。他说：“这怎么可能呢？”
Paul was in great shock. How could it be?
因为在保罗的眼心眼中，他认为耶稣基督是邪教的头子，对不对？
In Saul's eyes, Jesus Christ, Jesus at that time was the head of the cult.
这个邪教的头子怎么可能就是那个弥赛亚？
How come the head of the heresies become the Lord?
所以对他来说是个很大的震撼。
So it was a great shock.
所以这个震撼就让他去反思，让他去思考，让他再去重新思考他在旧约里面他所学到的所有的知识。
So the shock forced him to reflect, to learn, to reflect upon what he learned in Old Testament.
所以他就，所以这是他所领受的。
This is what he received.
昨天有多少人去了那个退休会
？How many of you were at a retreat yesterday?
Okay. 有多少人听了晚上那一堂
？How many of you are in the?
Okay. 你有没有发现那个张牧师在昨天晚上那一堂在最后结尾的时候讲了一个故事，对不对
？We are past Caleb John at the end of the sermon last night. He told us story.
他讲完那个故事之后，他就马上就下台了。
After he told finished story, he went away.
他也没有祷告，也没有说我们结束了。
He didn't pray and didn't say we're done. He just went away.
然后下面的会众都说 What?
Then the
想这是怎么了
？The audience said what happened?
因为张牧师他就是要给你们一个震撼。
The pastor John just want to shock the audience.
给你们一个震撼，一个震撼。我们一个震撼的当中，我们才会去思考，才会去反思他所讲的东西。
Only in the shock we can reflect what he teach.
所以扫罗在这里他有一个他对他来说一个很大的震撼，所以他在重新反思他旧约里面的所有的知识。
So in such a shock, Saul reflect all the knowledge in Old Testament.
所以在这里说他福音的我当日所领受的是什么呢，又传给你们的是什么呢。
So here Paul told us what I received and teach you.
他说第一就是耶稣基督照着圣经所说，这里的圣经是旧约圣经，照着旧约圣经所说，他为我们的罪死了，为我们被钉在十字架上，而且被埋葬了。
So according to Old Testament, Jesus died for our sins according to the scripture that he was buried and he was raised in the third day according to the scriptures.
简单的来说就是耶稣基督的死。
So he talked about death of Jesus.
然后他后面又说，又照着圣经所说，照着旧约圣经所说，他第三天复活了。
And he was raised on the third day according to the Old Testament.
所以简单的来说，就是耶稣的复活。
That's Jesus' resurrection.
所以福音的内容是什么？就耶稣基督的死和复活。
What's in the gospel is Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣基督必须要死，必须要死在十字架上。
Jesus had to die on the cross.
为什么
？Why?
因为他是替我们而死的，替我们这些罪人而死的。
Because he died for us, the sinners.
因为我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，而且这个罪必须要去偿还。
Because we are sinners, we fall short of God's glory, so we have to pay for our sin.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上而死，我们圣经上说什么？那是个 atonement， 是赎罪祭，对不对
？So Jesus died on the cross as atonement.
所以他必须要付上为这个罪付上代价，所以耶稣基督就为我们为这个罪付上了代价。
So Jesus paid for the sins we have committed on the cross.
所以，但是他但是这是福音的一部分内容啊，第二部分也是必须的，就他必须要死而复活。
So this is the first part. The second part is also very necessary. That's Jesus' resurrection.
这就我们在讲到耶稣基督的，我们说讲到他的被动的顺服和主动的顺服。
So we are talking about the passive obey and the aggressive obey.
Active obey.
Active obedience.
Yeah. Yeah. 被动的顺服是讲耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死，所以他偿还了这个罪的代价。
So passive obedience is saying that Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins.
所以他除去的罪使我们与上帝重新和好。
So he removed sin from us so we can reconcile with our Lord.
所以使父亲的心转向儿女，使儿女的心也转向父亲。
So father's heart turned to children's and children's heart turned to their father.
所以这是被动的说服。
So this is passive obey.
那么还有一个主动的说服，主动的说服是什么呢
？What is an active obey?
就是耶稣基督在这世上33年，他以他完全的顺服完成了神与人类所立的约。
So Jesus fulfilled the covenant between the Lord and the people by 33 years of sinless life.
因为他完成了神与亚当所立的约，所以他得到那个约中的祝福。
Because he fulfilled the covenant of Adam's covenant, so he received all the blessings from the covenant. What is that?
约中的祝福是什么？
What's the blessings?
约中的祝福就是永生。
That's eternal life.
所以在圣经里面说，你吃的日子必定死。
So in the Bible it says you will die when you eat this fruit.
反过来说，如果你不吃，你就不死，对不对？
On the contrary, if you didn't eat, you wouldn't die.
意思就是说，如果你不吃这个果子的话，你会永远活着。
If you didn't eat this fruit, you will live forever.
而且这个永生并不仅仅是永远活着，而且是在一个永活的状态当中，是一个受祝福的状态。
So this live forever is not just live forever; it's the live forever with God in blessing.
而且是与神同在的那样被祝福的状态。
So it is a blessed life with the Lord.
所以启示录里面给我们讲的很明白，就是说在那里再没有什么眼泪。
Tears. So in Revelation, God tells us, in that new heaven and earth, there's no tears.
再没有痛苦，再没有眼泪，再没有悲伤，再没有咒诅。
No sorrow, no curse.
所以在那里是一个被祝福的状态。
We are blessed there.
所以这就是福音的内容，耶稣基督这个他的人和耶稣基督他的工作。
So gospel is about Jesus, who Jesus Christ is and His work.
所以这就是扫罗所传讲的信息的重点，他的焦点是耶稣基督。
So the focus of his message is Jesus Christ.
那我们再问一个问题，扫罗为什么他的信息的焦点是耶稣基督呢？
So let's ask the question: Why is the focus of his preach is Jesus Christ?
那么第一个原因就是他自己的经历。First
is his experience.
就是他在大马士革的路上，那个光照他的时候，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
So this is what he experienced on the way to Damascus when the great light shining upon him. He asked, "Lord, who are you?"
那个声音对他说：“我是你所逼迫的耶稣基督。”
The voice told him, "I'm Jesus. You persecuted."
所以耶稣基督在保罗的心，在扫罗的心中，那是一个很震撼的，所以是深深刻在他心里深处的。
So in that moment, it is nailed into his heart.
这是第一点。那么第二点就是说，因为扫罗他是一个什么样的身份？
So this is the first point. The second point, what kind of a soul? What is
Saul? 扫罗是维士当中的维士，是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。他是在最有名的加玛列的手下受教的。
He is the scribe among scribes and the Pharisee among the Pharisees. He was taught under Gamaliel.
所以他知道旧约里面的所有的知识，他对旧约是很精通的。He
know all the knowledge in Old Testament.
所以他知道旧约里面所有关于弥赛亚的预言。So
he know all the prophets about Messiah.
所以当他被那个大光光照的时候，他重新反思他在犹太教里面所学到的知识的时候。So
when he was shined by the great light, when he reflect upon what he learned,
他就知道旧约里面所有的东西都是指着耶稣基督。He
know that everything in the Old Testament point to Jesus Christ.
他知道耶稣基督是旧约的中心。He
know that Jesus Christ is the focus of Old Testament.
所以这就是为什么保罗他的。
So that's why Saul or Paul's message, the center of Paul's message is Jesus Christ.
去那个哥林多教会的时候，他说：“我战战兢兢。”你想，一个大加玛利的门徒、法利赛中的法利赛人，他说：“我战战兢兢，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。” So
when Paul was in the Corinth church, just think about it. He is such great teacher. He is taught under the Gamaliel, but he said, "I teach you. I taught you in fear. I didn't proclaim others, but just Christ in cross on cross."
所以，当扫罗他被这个大光光照的时候，他的旧约里面所有的知识，他所有旧约的知识，他所有犹太教的知识，以及他的受过希腊哲学的所有的教育，然后所有的这些知识的话，都指向一个焦点，就是耶稣基督。
So when Paul was shown by the great light, all his knowledge in Old Testament, all his training in Greek philosophy, everything, all the knowledge point to one point, Jesus Christ.
所以这就是耶稣基督在马太福音13:52节所说的。他说：“凡为士受教做门徒，就从他的库当中，就好像一个家族，从他的仓库里面拿出新的东西来，也拿出旧的东西来。”
So this is like what Jesus taught in the book of Matthew. Therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of the house who bring out his storeroom new treasures as well as old. It's point to the Paul.
你知道这句话就指着扫罗讲的。This
point to Saul.
扫罗是维士当中的维士，
是在加玛利人的门下受训的。He was well trained.
所以当他受教做门徒的时候，他就在他的府库当中，他所学习到的所有的东西当中，有旧的东西，有新的东西，一起拿起拿出。
So when he was instructed about the kingdom of heaven, he had a lot of knowledge, new knowledge and old knowledge. He took them all.
所以他旧的东西是什么
？What's the old ones?
就是他所学习的希腊哲学的东西。
That's what he learned from of Greek philosophy.
就是他所学习的犹太教的旧约的知识。
That's old Testament.
那新的知识东西是什么
？What about the new ones？
就是当圣灵光照他的时候，告诉他耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So that's when the Holy Spirit told him Jesus is Messiah.
所以当保罗这个维士成为天国的门徒的时候，他旧的东西和新的东西就完美的结合起来，就完美的一致起来。
So when Paul turned into the disciple of heaven, the old knowledge and the new knowledge fused together.
都指向同一个方向，就是耶稣基督。
Point to the same direction, Jesus Christ.
所以我在你们看这张图，大家
学过物理的都知
道这张图是什么意思。
If you look at this picture, if you learn have some knowledge in physics, you know what I'm talking about.
有没有人知道这张图是
？Anyone?
有没有人不知道是什么意思
？Anyone know? It's like a magnetic field, right?
对呀，所以我们在这看到这个左边这张图，这是一个我们说这是这些小的东西，我们说它是。叫物理上叫磁偶极子，我不知道中英文怎么翻译。
This the picture on the left, those are small particles we call the magnetic polon.
Okay, 所以你看，当它没有这个磁场的时候，磁偶极子的话，它在比方说它在一个磁介质当中，磁介质当中它是一个没有一个规则的，对不对？
Without a magnetic field, all these small particles are aligned randomly in a magnetic matrix.
但是你把这个磁介质，就比方说一块铁。
So if you put one media, magnetic media, like a piece of iron.
当你把这块铁放在一个磁场当中的时候，它会发生什么样
？What happened if you put a piece of iron in a magnetic field?
就是它的这个铁当中所有的磁偶极子，它的方向都一致起来。
So all the particles in the iron aligned at the same direction.
都指向同一个方向。
Point to the same direction.
就是这个磁场的方向。
That's the direction of magnetic field.
这就好像我们文士一样，在文士在受教做门徒之前，他是没有这个磁场的。
It's like a scribe before he taught.About the knowledge of kingdom, there was no magnetic field.
它是没有这个方向的，它是没有这个总原则的。
It doesn't have the main scheme of the Bible of the salvation.
所以它虽然学到很多的知识，它虽然有很多真理的碎片。
Although he has pieces of truth,
但是这些真理的碎片，这些知识都是无序的。
These pieces of knowledge are random.
不能够给他指向不能够给他指向一个终极的方向。
They cannot point him to the ultimate direction.
但是这个文士，他一旦被真理所光照的时候
，So but when this such a scribe shine by the truth，
他一旦被圣经的真理所光照的时候，他心里面所有的这些真理的碎片，都好像就好像这个铁一样，放在这个磁场当中一样。
All the knowledge of these pieces of truth is like this piece of iron in the magnetic field.
所以这些真理的碎片都指向同一个方向。
All these pieces of truth point to the same direction.
都是指向真理。
The truth.
真理是什么？耶稣基督说：“我就是真理。”
What is truth? Jesus said, "I am the truth."
那我们中国有一个，还有一幅，我们中国有一个，还有一个故事叫南辕北辙的故事。
In Chinese, there's an old saying that track to the north by driving to the south.
那么南辕北辙里面这个人他要往楚国去。
So this guy want to go to south.
那么他往楚国去的话，楚国在他的南方，但是他的往北边走。
But he was going to the north.
那这个人他有一个很好，他有一个很好的马 ，the best horse.
He has a best horse.
他也有最好的车子。
He has the best chariot.
他有最好的这个马夫。
He has the best driver.
但我们知道，他这些东西越好的话，他离真理越远。
The better what he has is further away from where we want.
缺少的是个什么
？What he is lack of.
他缺少的是一个方向。
He's lacking of the direction. He's going to a wrong direction.
所以他的方向对的时候，他这些所有好的东西，那个最好的马、最好的车子、最好的马夫，然后都是对他是非常有益的。
So if he went, if you go to the right direction, everything good things he has would be beneficial to him.
所以我们很多我们在北美受教的，我们是拿 PhD 学位或者拿硕士学位。
So we, or most of us, has master degree and a PhD degree. We are trained in North America.
我们心里面有很多真理的碎片。
We have pieces of truth in our mind.
自然科学的。
The nature science.
心理学的、哲学的、
psychology, philosophy, sociology.
人类学的、历史学的。
Anthropology and historic history.
你所有这些真理的碎片，你如果没有那个圣经的真理作为那个磁场的话，它都是凌乱的。
You have all these pieces of truth or knowledge without the direction of the gospel. They are all randomly oriented.
所以就像这个南辕北辙里面这个人一样，
just like what the story,
他是走向一个错误的方向。
He just went to the wrong direction.
也就像第一幅图里面这些所有的雌偶极子一样，它是凌乱的。
It's like all these small particles, they are just random.
所以只有当那个真理用你有真理的线把所有的东西穿起来的时候，那么你所有的这些真理的碎片才能一致的指向那个真理。
So when you have one thread of truth, put everything together, the pieces of truth will point to one direction.
所以扫罗也是一样，他有所有的旧约的知识，关于弥赛亚的知识，他知道那个旧约的献祭是指向弥赛亚的，他也知道就是说以赛亚关于弥赛亚的预言。
So it's same truth for the Paul. He has all the knowledge of Old Testament. He know all the prophecy of the Messiah.
但是如果没有在大马士革路上那个光照的话，他所有这些知识对他都是没有用的。
But without that light, great light shining upon him on the road to Damascus, all this knowledge are useless.
所以只有当那个圣灵光照他的时候，他所有的这些知识他才明白原来都是指着耶稣基督讲的。
Only after the Holy Spirit shined upon him, he realized that all the knowledge and points to Jesus Christ.
所以这就是以赛亚书九章里面所讲的，你去告诉神呼召以赛亚的时候对他说，你去告诉这百姓说。
So when in the Old Testament, when God called him, Isaiah, he told him, you go and tell the people.
说他们听是要听见，但不明白；看是要看见，也不晓得。
You can listen, but you cannot hear. You can look, but you cannot see.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这百姓被猪油蒙了心，他的耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
So the heart was darkened by the grease, and their ears heaven, and their eyes couldn't see.
所以今天无论你受过多高的教育，无论你是 PhD, 你是博士后也好。
So no matter how well you are educated, you are PhD, or even though you are postdoc.
如果你没有这个圣经的真理来光照你的话，你就是这些百姓。
If you are not shining upon the truth from the Bible, you are like these people.
就是被猪油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
So you could not see, could not hear, and could not think.
你虽然你心里面有很多真理的碎片，这些真理的碎片都是凌乱的。
Although you have a lot of pieces of truth, but those pieces are random.
它对你是没有益处的。
They are not good use to you.
所以我们所有的这些知识，我们学的无论是自然科学的知识，像保罗一样，他有旧约的知识，有希腊哲学的知识。但我们也是一样，我们无论是自然科学的知识、人类学的知识、哲学的知识、心理学的知识，都必须在圣经的那个光照下面去看。
So like a soul, we have all kinds of knowledge, but all of the when we think about this knowledge, we have to be submitted under the truth of Bible.
都必须在圣经的真理这个眼睛里面去看。
So we have to look them through the truth of the Bible.
为什么？
Why?
我们在美国受过每西方教育的人，我们都很容易说一个 neutral 立场，对吗？我们这个中立的立场。
So when we educated here, we always hold a neutral standpoint.
其实你被骗了。
Actually, you're fool.
其实没有真正的中立的立场。
There's no neutral standpoint.
其实没有真正的客观的。
There's no something called objective.
为什么
？Why?
那么一个神学家 Van Til 他说过一句话。
A theologist Van Til he said.
他说 Every fact is God's interpreted fact.
Every fact is God's interpreted fact. 所以任何的事实都是神所解释的事实。
什么意思？
What does that mean?
也就是说在世界上你所看到的任何的事实你以为是中立的你以为是客观的但是我告诉你它都是上帝首先解释过的。
So it says that although everything you see on the earth, you think that's neutral, that's objective, actually all of them are interrupted by God first.
为什么这么说呢因为万物都是借着神的话语所造的。
Because everything is created through God's word.
我们用英语来说这句话是说得更明白就是 God speak everything into existence.
So in English, God speak everything into existence.
就万物都借着神的话语所造的所以万物首先都是被神所解释的。
So everything was created by God's word. Everything is explained by God.
所以诗篇十九篇说诸天述说神的荣耀穹苍传言他的作为。
So this one in Psalm 19 verse 1 said, The heaven declares the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
所以就是说受造的万物都是在替神说话。
So every creature speak for God.
所以神也通过受造的万物来说话。
And God speaks through all the creatures.
所以你想找一个中立的没有经过神解释的这个事实是不可能的。
So if you want, it is impossible to find a fact that is not interrupted by God. It doesn't exist.
因为万物的存在都是依靠神的话语。
So the existence of everything depends on God's word.
所以当我们了解到这一点的时候，你就知道，就是说，所有的东西都是指向耶稣基督的。
So when we
都指向神。
After we realize that we know that everything points to Jesus Christ, everything points to God.
都是为神说话。
They speak for God.
那么如果是这样的话，我们就思考一个问题。
Now Let's think about a question, a problem.
我们现在进入比较重点的部分。
So we are moving to the important part.
那么这个也是就是说在神学里面前沿所讨论也是 debate 的东西。
This is what debate, it was a kind of frontier in theology, it was also debated.
就是我们对这个比方说我们基督徒我们怎样看待那个非基督徒他们在自然科学在哲学在社会学在人类学在心理学他们所做出的这些成就。
So how we Christians look upon the accomplishment of those non-Christians in different fields?
是因为他们是不信他们不是信徒所以他们所做出的东西都没有价值吗？
Is that all what he accomplished has no use or no value because they don't believe in Lord?
还是说无论他们信还是不信他们做出的东西都是我们都可以全盘的去接受。
Oh, we accept what all his all their accomplishment, no matter if they believe or not.
就是信和不信的中间有没有一个共同的地方
？Is there a common ground between a believer and a non-believer?
所以我们在这里看到，其实不，我们任何的系统它都有一个前提假设。
So everything in our system has the what is it?
Presupposition.
Presupposition. Presupposition.
对任何的系统都有个前提假设比方你数学的前提假设一加一等于二
So for example in math you take it true that 1 + 1 = 2
两点之间直线最短
the distance between two points is the straight line
这些东西你是没办法证明的
You cannot prove them
你只能相信它
You just believe in them
所以那些是任何系统的一个前提
So this is the presumption of all the system
对于不信的人来说他的前提假设他终极的前提假设就是上帝不存在
So for those who don't believe though their assumption is that there's no God
所以他的如果理想状态的话一个不信的他的逻辑他的推演他都是从这个前提假设出发的
So theoretically they would all everything they are derived from this presumption
所以无论他是在做自然科学无论是在做社会学哲学还是其他任何学科他就是说理想状况下他都是与他这个前提假设一致的
So whatever they worked on in the natural science or philosophy what they do should align well with their presumption there's no God
如果是这样的话如果真的不信的如果是真的这么理想的话他所做出来的东西我们是没有办法去接受的
So if that's true, what they accomplish or what they have done are not acceptable.
So because their assumption is that there is no God.
Because their presumption is that there is no God.
但是 不信的人他是不可能一致的。
But there's no consistency there.
他是没有办法做到理想情况的不信的。
They cannot be ideally.
所以这就是罗马书的一章里面所说的呢，他们虽然压制真理，但是他们压不住。
So in the that's what they we are reading book of Roma, although they are quench the truth, but they couldn't.
他们为什么压不住？因为人本身就是按照上帝的形象造的。当你把那个上帝的形象全部压制掉的话，那就是什么意思？那你说人就不是人了。
So why? Because we are created according to God's image. So if we remove our God's image from us, we're no longer human beings.
所以不信的，他的前提假设是 no God, 上帝不存在的，他是不可能一致的。
So they cannot be for those non-believers, their behavior cannot be consistent if they completely follow their presumption. There's no God.
如果他一致的话，他自己都不是人了。
Even they, if they have this such a consistency.Themselves are not human beings.
所以不信的人来说，一般来说，他在理论上他是无神论，但是他在实践上他是有神论。
So the in the theory on those non-believers, they think there's no God, but in practical, they believe there's God.
所以他的理论上他说是没有神。
So in theoretically, they say there's no God.
但是在实践上，他会穷极乎天。
So in the practical, they're gonna call.Heaven or God when they are in trouble.
我们看那个《人民的名义》，大家有没有看过《人民的名义》
？So we have seen that kind of a serious show called In the Name of People.
人民的名义里面那个大反派是谁
？What is the bad guy in that show？
那祁同伟是吧？祁同伟最后的时候说那个真老天，对不对
？In the end, he said the bad heaven.
他最喜欢的那个书是什么？就天局，对吧？要胜天半子。
So his favorite book is about the heaven.
那这些无神论的，这无神论的，但是他们为什么？你看他在实践上，他不是无神论。他如果不承认那个天的话，他为什么要胜天半局了？半子了
？So in theory, they don't think they claim that they are non-believer, but in the reality.They believe in God.
如果他不承认上帝存在的话，他为什么来抱怨上帝的不公平
？So if they didn't admit God existence of God, why they complain that the God is unfair?
所以无神论他在实践上来说他是有神论的。
So for those non-believers, actually in practical, they believe in God.
所以所有这些无神论的科学家、无神论的学者，他们在实践上他们是有神论的。
So all those non-believer scientists, the scholars in practical, they believe there is a God.
所以正因为他们在理论上他们无神，在实践上他们是有神论的，所以他们做出来的东西我们才可以去接受。
So that's why, although they have theoretically they believe there's no God, but in practical they believe that God.
所以他们在实践上他们是 presuppose God.
So, because of such an inconsistency in the their presumption that actually there is God.
所以的话，我们才可以去接受，才可以使用这些无神论，他们这些学者，这些他们做出来的成果。
So that's why we can accept their accomplishment and use their accomplishment.
So
even though they're not believer.
保罗在《使徒行传》的十七章二十八节，当他到雅典的时候，他在亚律巴古与这些希腊的哲学家辩论的时候，他就引用希腊一个诗人、一个哲学家他的话语说：“我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就好像你们的诗人所说的那样，我们也是他所生的。”
So when Paul was at Athens, when he debate with the scholars at Areopagus, he told them.
他是引用这个叫 Epimenides Creed 这个诗人所说的话。
So he cited the Epimenides Creed saying, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said. We are his offspring."
神的使徒。
So Paul is God's apostle.
他可以使用希腊哲学家所说的话。
He can use the word from Greek philosophy.
我们再把这个观念扩大一点来讲，就是说我们讲耶稣基督来到这世上，他是救赎，不是毁灭。
So if we extend this knowledge on, then we realize that when Jesus comes, he's come to save, not destroy.
所以耶稣约翰福音的三章十节说，神的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要世人因他得救。
So in John chapter 3, verse 17, Because God sent his son not to condemn people but to save people.
马太福音五章十七节，当耶稣谈到律法的时候，他也是这样说。他说：“我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。”
So in Matthew 5:17, Jesus said, "I'm here not to demolish, but to fulfill."
如果这两段经文不是很明确的话，但有一段经文是罗马书的八章，就讲得很明白。
So in the Romans chapter 8, it is very clear.
他在这里讲到受造之物切望等候神的儿女显现出来。
So all the creatures, they are waiting for the proclaim or manifest of God's people.
神的儿女就指的是基督徒。
The God's children means Christians.
那么呢，受造之物和神的儿女区分开来，所以受造之物指的是所有除了神的儿女之外的受造物。
So those are creatures separated from God's children is
包括我们这个地球、银河系、宇宙，也包括其上所有的动物、生物。
The creatures are like the universe, Milky Way, and all the animals on earth.
所以罗马书八章在这里讲，受造之物在等候，等候什么？等候那个神的儿女显现出来，等候与得享与神的儿女一同得自由、得救赎的那一刻。
So in this chapter, these verses, the creatures are waiting for.To receive the freedom, the salvation with God's children.
所以你在这里看到神差遣他的儿子来到这世上，不是毁灭，乃是救赎。
So when God sent His Son to the earth, to the world, He didn't, wouldn't destroy, but to save.
他不是要把我们所有的东西都毁灭掉，而是说要把我们当中不合神心意的那一部分除掉，所以要救赎过来。
So he didn't mean to demolish everything. He just wanted to remove what we have in outside that wouldn't please God.
所以这样的话，我就这样的一个原则，让我们在思想我们面对这些世界的时候，我们面对那些无神论的人，这些他们所做出来的这些在各个学科上面的领域他们的知识的时候，我们是如何去面对。
So this kind of provide a guidance when we are face all the accomplishments from those non-believers.
所以雅各书的一章十七节讲得很好，他说各样美善的东西都是从众光之父而来的。
So from a book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, everything, good things and blessings are from the, from God, from the source of heaven.
所以无神论他们虽然在理论上他们假设是没有神的，但是在他们的生活当中，在实践当中，他们的潜意识的假设是有神的，所以他们能够做出了，能够发现一些真理。
So for those non-believers, although theoretically they didn't believe there's God, but they subconsciously they believe there's God, so they can accomplish and make something useful.
所以我们对他们不能够完全的排斥。
So we cannot deny everything they accomplish.
那么这所以中世纪的时候就提出这样的观点，说神学为主。其他学科为辅。
So in the Middle Ages, there was a theory about the theology should be the main knowledge, and the other field should be like the.
所以神学是祖母，其他学科是侍女。
So theology is like the master, and the others would be like servants.
那什么意思呢？就是说我们要用圣经真理，要用特殊启示这个有色眼镜。来救赎其他所有的学科。
So we have to look at all the subject like philosophy, nature, science through the lens of the Bible, the spatial revelation.
就是其他所有学科的这些真理碎片，它必须是在这个特殊启示神的真理这个大磁场下面，才能够显出它们真正的那个价值来。
So all these pieces from different fields, they can only manifest their value under the magnetic field of the Bible, the truth from the God.
好，最后我们再花五分钟的时间，我们来探讨一下，就是说这个应用的问题。
So we will spend the last 5 minutes talking about application.
首先是我们基督徒如何对待心理学。
So how are we going to deal with the psychology?
我们知道在基督徒当中，不知道大家有没有听说过，可能大家不太关心，但是在基督徒当中有一批人是非常反对心理学的。
So I don't know if you care or you know a group of people in a group of Christians, they really don't like psychology.
他说心理学是魔鬼的东西。
They are against the psychology, saying that's the that's the work of a demon.
所以就完全反对心理学。
So they are really against psychology.
我觉得他们这种里面有对的成分。
Well, there's some truth among them.
但它不完全对。
But not completely true.
那心理学的话，我们知道从弗洛伊德开始，弗洛伊德是精神分析学。
So Freud is the it's like the founder of the psychology.
啊对。I don't know how to translate. Okay. Yeah. 精神分析学。
It's an analysis of the psychology.
他把人就是说简单化为就是说是一个性的产物，性的产物。
So he simply just define people as a result of sex.
所以他所有的东西都是由这个东西来解释，来阐释的。
So he can explain every phenomenon through.This kind of concept.
那么这是弗洛伊德的心理学。那么后来发展成为行为主义的心理学。
So there's a later was developed into the psychology and behavior.
那么行为主义的心理学，它的假设就是说，我们所有的行为的产生都是环境刺激，所以我们的一个反馈，我们一个反应。
So in that theory, all our reflection, all our behavior is basically the result of the surroundings, stimulus from surroundings.
所以我们不得不说，他们这里面有对的东西在。
Well, there's some truth inside.
所以我们小的时候，我们的家庭背景、我们的生长环境、我们的教育，会对我们的性格、对我们的人产生一些影响。
So, our background, our education will have some effect on our personality.
但是如果你只局限在这一方面的话，你还是太过简化。
So, if you just say our character is just a result of surroundings, is oversimplified.
所以我们在这里看到心理学里面，它其实有对的东西在。
So there's some truth in the psychology.
有好的东西在。
There's some good things.
但不完全对。
But they are not completely true.
但不完全是好的。
Not completely good.
所以你这些东西的话，你一定要在圣经真理的那些有色眼镜下面，圣经真理的框架下面再重新去解读。
So you have to evaluate or interpret them under the guidance of the truth in the Bible.
所以我们不能够简单的说它是魔鬼的东西。
So we can just simply say they are just the work of demons.
它有很多好的东西是我们可以借鉴，可以去应用的。
So we can learn, we have something to learn from that.
那么第二个问题就是公共教育的问题。
So there's another thing is the public education.
所以我在上次我谈过几次公共教育和私立学校、公共学校的事情。
So I've talked about the public school and private school a couple of times.
首先在这里我要做声明，我们三个长老，我们在这上面没有任何的倾向。
So I have to, first I have to say that we three elders doesn't have any intention about this kind of topic.
就是公立学校也好，私立学校也好，关键是看你父母。
No matter you send your kids to a public school or private school, really depends on what the parents in there think in their heart.
我们不能够简单的说送公立学校就是罪。
We couldn't say that sending kids to the public school is sin.
因为送公立学校有可能是出于偶像。
Probably send your kids to the public school is because of some idols.
但是送私立学校也有可能是出于偶像。
But sending your kids to the private school may also result from some idols.
为什么？因为送私立学校有一个动机，可能就是说我把他这个我的孩子送到私立学校，所以我就可以去偷懒了。
So one motivation to send the kids to the private school is that I already sent the kids to the private school, so I can be lazy. I don't have to pay attention to his education.
所以如果这样的话，你那个偶像就是那个舒适，就是偷懒。
So the idol inside is just the laziness.
所以我们在今天再去反思这个公共教育的话，我们就会发现。在公共教育当中，虽然他在这当中他的知识技能这些东西的话，我们不能够完全的去否定。
So when we reflect upon the public education, we cannot deny all the skills and the knowledge that a student or our children receive from public education.
他们有他们好的地方。
They're good things.
所以我们今天基督徒我们重要的一个缺失就是说我们在这方面的领域我们应该 suppose 我们应该比他们做得更好。
So what we are for short of is that we are supposed, as Christians, we are supposed to do better than that.
因为我们比他们更一致，我们无论在实践上和这个理论上，我们都是一致的，对不对
？So we, our faith and our practice is consistent.
但很可惜的是，我们在这方面我们没有他们做得好。
Sometimes, unfortunately, we didn't as well as the public education.
所以这是我们要去反思的。
So that's what we need to reflect upon.
另一个方面就是说，我们对公共教育他们里面所教导的东西，因为他们的前提假设是达尔文的进化论，对不对？
So for the public education, their foundation is Darwin's evolution theory.
所以我们对他们所教的东西，我们要在那个圣经的真理下面，我们要进行过滤。
So we have to fill this knowledge on using the truth in the Bible.
所以我们如果把孩子送到公立学校的话，我们做父母的有更大的挑战。
So we would face a great challenge if you send our kids to the public school.
你要帮助你的孩子去面对那个他们背后的那个假设——达尔文的进化论。
So you have to face, you have to help those children to face the challenge, the their presumption, Darwin's evolution theory.
你要帮助你们的孩子能够指出来，帮助他指出来这些自然科学，然后这些心理学，无论任何的学科，他们为什么最终都是指向神的？
You have to help the kids or children to realize that all the knowledge and in the different field point to Jesus Christ.
关于这一点的话，我会为大家推荐一系列的书。
I will recommend several books to you.
那么这个是我的老师叫 Dr. Paltries.
So this
Paltries 他写了一系列的 Redeeming 的系列。
So this is a theory of Redeeming, written by my.
他就说你如何用圣经的真理来救赎的自然科学，来救赎数学，来救赎你的逻辑，来救赎 logic， 来救赎这个新社会学，来救赎这个哲学。
So this theory talk about how to use the truth in the Bible to save the all these kind of knowledge in different field.
你看这里有 redeeming science, redeeming mathematics,
redeeming science, redeeming mathematics,
and the chance and the sovereignty of God.
Chance and the sovereignty of God.
Sovereignty, yeah. Logical, 这是 redeeming logic, a God-centered approach to the foundation of the West and South.
So it is a redeeming of the logic, a God-centered approach to the foundation of Western thought.
Redeeming sociology, redeeming philosophy.
Redeeming sociology and redeeming philosophy.
Philosophy, science, and the sovereignty of God.
Yeah.
Okay, 所以我们在这里看到就是说今天看到维是一个受教做门徒，他可以从他的府库里面拿出新的东西和旧的东西来。
So when a scribe is converted, he took new things and old things from his room.
所以当保罗受教做门徒的时候，他可以把他这个府库里面那些犹太教的知识、希腊哲学的知识，能够全部与圣经的真理能够统一在一起。
So when Paul was converted.He can unite his old knowledge from the Old Testament and the Greek philosophy united with the truth of God.
我们今天我们受教做门徒的时候，我们在以前二十多年、三十多年、四十多年所学的东西，我告诉你都是有用的。
So when we are converted as a disciple, what you learn in the past 20, 30 years, they are useful.
当你在真理的大光的光照下面的时候，这些东西都可以成为有用的东西，都成为能够指向神来荣耀神的东西。
All these things can point to the God and glorify God upon the great light of the truth.
我们基督徒要做这样的工作。
So we need to do this.
昨天晚上的时候，我和我们的一个弟兄在讨论的时候，这个弟兄就问我们有没有人做这个从神学方面来阐述历史的世界历史的。
So while I had a discussion with the brother asked, has anybody done the work to explain the history through theology?
我很遗憾地告诉他没有人。
I regretfully told him that nobody has done this.
所以我们希望有人有这样的基督徒学者，能够从神的圣经真理能够阐述世界历史。
So we hope that there's some Christian scholar can explain the history through God's view.
因为你一定可以这样做，因为那个神是历史的主。
You certainly can do this because God is a master of truth.
我们不但需要有基督徒能够从神的观点来阐述历史，而且需要有基督徒能够从圣经的真理去阐述数学、阐述哲学、阐述社会学、阐述人类学、阐述心理学。
So we need Christians who can explain the mathematics, philosophy, history, and other knowledge through the truth of from the Bible.
我们应该比那些无神论做得更好。
So we should.Should have done a better job than those non-believers.
就像保罗，他在那个大马士革，在耶路撒冷和犹太人辩论的时候，没有人能够辩得过他。
It's like Paul when he debated with the Jews in Damascus and Jerusalem, nobody can defeat him.
我们应该像保罗那样。
We should be like Paul.
他们做得更好。
We should done a better job than those non-believers.
愿神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们今天经过这段经文，我们在这看到，当一个文士受教做门徒的时候，他所学的一切的东西，一切的真理，主啊，都可以在那个大光下面被照耀、被光照、被你所使用。
Lord, from this passage, you will learn that when a scribe was converted, all the knowledge he has, the old ones and new ones, can be useful upon your great light.
主啊，我们今天也需要能够像保罗那样，像扫罗那样，能够把我们所学的所有的真理，在你的大光的照耀下面，主啊，能够被你所使用，能够成为你一个荣耀的见证。
So we pray that we can be like Paul. All we have, all we learned, the knowledge can glorify your name under the great light of your truth.
我们也今天也需要这样的弟兄姐妹，主啊，能够在各个学科领域，主啊，能够做到拔尖，能够把各个学科带到你的圣经的主权下面。
Lord, we also pray that we really need these brothers and sisters who can excel in their field and bring all the knowledge under your truth.
主啊，愿你兴起这样的人。
Please raise these brothers and sisters.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣
名。We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.